Guys, it's Friday night and there's no Knicks. Thank God. Thank God.
Pancakes is alive. Live in the
yes.
Place. I'm back.
Pancakes is back. Welcome back.
Detox was too real. Chicken, tequila, sake, Mai Tais for Harry. It was bad, but I'm back.
I thought you had bronchitis.
You know, a little bit of that too. But it was more of the partying over the weekend.
A little bit of bronchitis mixed in.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
so I'm back.
Well, we're happy to have you back to the God Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, there's so much to talk about. Where do we start?
KP's knee finally exploding after many, many scary times that we thought it already happened. With this time, that shit just popped. It was the real deal.
There are many times, you know, in your sports life where you're a fan and you're watching the game and it's a big game and you lose the game and you're incredibly sad. This was one of those nights.
The thing is, who saw it live? Because I didn't see
it. I didn't. See, I wasn't even...
No.
I'm like numb to
it. I was in class and everyone's texting me. It's like, Josh, are you okay?
So, I feel like something else was on that like everyone was watching. I don't know. It was weird.
What night was that?
It was Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, I think I was watching. I don't even know. But
I don't know what was on, but I didn't have it on for whatever reason.
He dunked the ball on Giannis and then just landed.
Yeah.
Twitter. Yeah, because Twitter just blew up like right after. I was like, oh fuck. And then
did it look
normally like all those beat writers, like, you know, this guy could get his like toenail stepped on and they'll make it sound like a huge deal on Twitter. So you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But when I saw the replay and his reaction, I was like, oh, no.
When I saw it on the replay, it didn't look that bad. But I guess it rose.
But him just grabbing where he grabbed it, and you could tell. I was just like, this is
never. It's never a good sign when the player is writhing in pain. And then, you know that, like, they clench their fist and then pound it on the floor?
Yeah.
That's like, you're done for the season.
yeah. That's like what Jeremy Lin. Well, he was just like, what did he say? He's like, I'm done. Oh. I'm done. That was like
he knew it right away. I felt so terrible when I saw that.
Yeah, like that was really bad. And KP, I mean, we all saw this coming. I was kind of like, I'm like fine, not all right. I'm not fine with it, but it's like, it is what it is. It was gonna happen.
It is
at
what
some
it is.
Point.
Yeah, it's not it's not like 1972 anymore. He'll come back stronger. The rehabs are, you know, they're tough, but
I kind of want him though. Like, and I think it will happen. He's got to change his game up a little bit.
Oh, big time.
A lot of
he's got to live on the elbow and in the post. And
well, not even like why he needs to model his game. I think after like Pau Gasol, he should play. You know, he should play a game similar to the way Pau Gasol was playing. I mean, it's great that he's flying over people and
exactly coming down the lane like a train.
Why he's the unicorn. 7'3" people are not supposed to be doing that.
You're asking for it. Like, it's going to happen. He's just, you know, he's putting himself in those positions. He's playing aggressive. It's just, 7'3", you're not built for that.
So like, my whole thing is, if you're the best, if you're getting on the court, you want to be the best player on the court and you want to improve your game, he's got to play center. Like, I know he doesn't want to play center.
I think that's the plan. I know the organization wants him to play the five, but he's been kind of reluctant for it.
He's reluctant, but what if he's doing really great at center? You know?
Like, I think he knows that he's not built for that yet. He probably needs like a couple more years to really fill out. You guys saw what Howard was doing to him. Obviously, Howard's like a freaking insanely beast.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt he looked like a little kid. Like, Howard was just killing him.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah, I remember that.
Dwight Howard?
Yeah, and he wasn't the same after that game.
Yeah, I think KP, I mean, stretch five, everyone says stretch five. You know, that's his position. I think he does need to add a little more weight. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but guys.
You know, can I tell you what I felt like?
Yeah, sure.
Remember Stranger Things season one? Barb and Nancy are at, you know, Nancy's boyfriend's house, and Barb wants to go home, but Nancy just yells at Barb, and then Barb's sad and then dies.
Oh my God.
I feel like that I'm Nancy. And I was mad at Porzingis for sitting out sitting out against Golden State. I was
mad. Now you feel bad.
Yeah, now you feel terrible. Yeah.
And now he's dead, and I feel terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm Nancy, and KP is Barb.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good comparison.
Man, you feel like a total. Yeah, you feel like a dick.
Good analogy.
You know,
there.
I kind of do too.
Maybe he said he was tired. We all thought he was soft. Maybe we should just listen to him and be like, all right, sit down.
Well, yeah, that's why it's not a big deal, because the season was over anyway. They fucking stink. And now, Paul, you were saying you think he's gonna be back by Thanksgiving?
I think so. Like, yeah, like end of November.
No way. Crazy.
Yeah, bro. What do you mean? Okay, what is it now? Early February.
Yeah.
I'm saying late November,
months.
December. That's about 10 months.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Zach LaVine, the same thing happened to him, and he took a full year. He just started dunking last week.
Yeah, it's true.
I know, but a lot of these guys now, they're in the 9 to 10 months.
Like I see it the complete opposite way. I think he sits out, and he'll be ready maybe February, maybe
March.
Well,
the thing is,
but
it also depends what their team looks like next year and how they start the year. If they're starting out, you know, 10 and 15, whatever. If they have a shitty start, they're not going to rush him back. They're going to say, whoa.
That's what I'm saying. I think the team's going to be really bad. Like,
right.
First of all, the rest of this season is shot.
And I can see it. I can see it now. I can see it now. Like, he's going to be pushing to come and play, and the organization might be like, no, stay off. And then there's going to be like back and forth between that, more drama.
We're gonna get a top five pick, so we're gonna add a top five pick to this.
Better.
They're
better.
Still gonna be bad because they're just so young and they're not signing anybody. So if he's
as long as Maurice Endor doesn't come back and hit like 10 game winning shots, we should be pretty good with the tank.
Yeah,
that piece of shit. I'll never forget him. Ever for that.
Yeah, and he's nowhere to be found.
When he hit that shot, I was like legit as mad as like losing like a Jet playoff game. I was heated.
Yeah, only the Knicks. But it's funny, you know, we're sad about KP, but we got KP Jr., or I like to call him American KP, in Luke Kornet.
Luke, who
guys, not only had a double double in his NBA debut, but where is it right here? So he becomes the first
four SWATs.
Yeah, first and only player in NBA history with at least 4 blocks and three three-pointers in his first career game. So he had 11, 10 boards. First Knick rookie with a double-double since your man, John Wallace.
J-Dub, yeah. Hey, I'm happy we could find one positive when we lost by 30. It's always good.
we're on a podcast and we're talking about Luke Kornet. I must have been bad.
This is the life of a Knick.
This
fan.
Is where we are, guys.
I must have killed somebody.
You guys want to know? Random people want to know what Knick fans talk about? Luke Kornet.
That's fucked. I'm prepared not to have Porzingis back next year either. But I am excited.
Hey, you know what? If it doesn't happen, whatever.
We're just gonna stack picks.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but I'm excited about Emmanuel Mudiay. I think he's gonna. He needed a fresh start.
First of all, I didn't realize. Like, I knew he was obviously really young because he came. He played 1 year in China, whatever.
Yeah. Kid from China.
He's only 21. I feel like for whatever reason, I know he came the same year as KP, but I feel like he's been in the league for like 5 years. It's weird.
Yeah. No, he came the same year.
It's his third year.
No, I know.
Third year.
Yeah. Third year. Yeah. It just feels like he's been around like a lot longer. Maybe
a comparison that I'm really hoping pans out, like that I like, is I was looking at some old drafts, and Hassan Whiteside got drafted 33 to Sacramento, and they cut him. They got rid of him, and he went to Miami. And now look at him. So maybe you just need a different. You need a new team.
Yeah.
Different change of scenery. Yeah, he wanted to be a Knick, and
you know, one thing is though, you see the reports coming out about the media, how he doesn't talk to him and he can't handle the Denver media.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, I don't know how much I believe in that. I don't know. Who knows,
bro? He's like, he's been boycotting the media.
Yeah,
he's not talking to him.
That's not a
can't hide the media here.
That's
what?
What's up?
What did you say, Juice?
I said you can't hide from the media here.
Nah, you can. Of course, now they know that. They're going to, like, go after. Frankie Ice.
Like, why not take a flyer? This is a great move. The guy is like 6'5". He's athletic, can jump.
I'm fine with it. But yeah, I guess they figure
he does great. It's nothing. But remember Jared Jeffries?
Yeah.
He used to be. He was the scout for Denver.
He's that play that he blew in the Boston playoff game. That's how I remember Jared Jeffries.
Well, I remember him getting fucking punched in the face by Melo when Melo was still a Nugget. Remember that? And then he like charged after him.
So he was the scout. Now he's from Portland, but he was the scout in Denver, and he said that, you know, people think Moutier is a bad shooter. He's not a bad shooter. He's a bad finisher. So, like, meaning he every time he got to the rim, like, he just can't make a layup. But if he finishes those shots, if he can somehow make his layups,
yeah.
He said that he's really a decent shooter. Like, his field goal percentage would be up.
Well, I spent a good 45 minutes to an hour last night just watching, like, YouTube videos of, like, his best games. And, some of these games, he was going off, like, 25, 30 points. And he was doing nice with the reverse layup. And yeah, I mean, like you said, Juice, like he's a big guard and he could do things. It's just, I don't know, change of scenery. Paul, what were you gonna say?
It's worth a flyer. I remember he also you're talking about like big games that he had. I remember he had like 25 points in like the first quarter against
That was one of the videos I watched. Yeah.
It was crazy because I remember I was like going so, like, against him in FanDuel. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? This can't be real. There's no way.
We're scared that he can't handle the media, but if he does decent, if he does good, the fans, he's going to be instantly a fan favorite, and he's going to be so loved, and that'll motivate him even more. So,
there's no pressure. There's no pressure.
None. The rest of the season is just about evaluating. That's it. So, I mean, what aggravates me, obviously, is, you know, you get, you know, 23 minutes of Jarrett Jack last night. It's just like Hornacek is just obsessed with him. I don't get it. Just can we end it with Jarrett Jack already? Like, can we move on? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and if I turn on the game and Jarrett Jackson, I just turn it right off.
Yeah, I can't do it
legit
anymore.
I turn it off.
Yeah,
he's gonna lose his job. Hornacek is losing his job.
Yeah,
I think he knows it now too. Yeah.
No, he's definitely gone.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous though about the job search. I was looking at some names, people I can get. Yeah, like
Tony Bennett
there. Like, I saw Mike Brown, Doc Rivers. Like, I don't want any of these guys.
Well, you like Mark Jackson.
Mike Brown. Ugh.
Yeah, Mike Brown.
Yeah, I like Mark Jackson. But yeah, I would take Mark Jackson. But the other names, they just scare me. I don't know. I don't want Mike Brown. I don't want Doc Rivers. I don't want
David Blatt.
It's probably gonna be.
I actually think Mike Woodson's better than all these guys.
What about what's his name? Fizdale.
I like Fiz.
I don't like him.
Players love him too.
Let's get it.
What happened to Memphis?
He's got the Tone Loc voice.
I don't know. Memphis, I think they kind of.
It was Gasol. It was him and Gasol.
They picked Gasol.
Yeah.
And you can tell you guys like the stuff about him at the trade deadline. They're like, no, we're not trading this guy. They have like an infatuation with him. They should be trading him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Paul, you keep telling us. I mean, like every day you text us, Tony Bennett, the God. And you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, you 12-0 in ACC right now. I mean, he's great.
He's been doing this. He's been doing this for years. It goes back to Washington State, Virginia. He doesn't get nearly the amount of talent these guys get, and he outcoaches them every single game. You know, that's not by accident. And that's crazy. I don't think he would leave unless they offered him a crazy amount of money.
Really?
It's like ridiculous amount. I don't think he'd even know.
Well,
he
isn't
that type of guy. He's built a program there.
Yeah.
What?
He's built a program there. Yeah.
He has. Yeah. I mean, number two in the country. They're beast right now, and I think they gave him like a big raise. Like these schools pony up now. You know what I mean? NBA doesn't have like that luxury anymore. And they can just coach guys.
And the college gigs, you're like a king. You know what I mean? Like you control so much more, and it just seems like a more. Like a better gig.
Yeah, where's Virginia? Where's that? Charlottesville, or right? Pretty sure it's Charlottesville. I heard it's like an amazing, like campus, like that whole area. So who knows?
And they're like the Harvard of the South, right? Apparently,
yeah.
So
it's Jimmy Comfort.
Oh,
Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy. Yeah, he's an alum of UVA. My uncle went to UVA too.
Like that's just like one example. Like they should look out of the box of like stuff like that. You know what I mean? But
it's the next.
I feel like the owner's gonna be like, nope, let's hire another retread with a big name and just throw a whole bunch of money at him. Absolutely. That's going to exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's going to be, well, Mills and Blatt are like besties from Princeton days, so he's probably the favorite. If he even wants to come back to America, I don't know. He's got
It's not even just Mills and Blatt. It's now the other guy works for the Knicks too. It's Barack Obama's brother-in-law.
Yeah,
he was on that team too.
I forgot about that guy. You mean Michelle? Yeah, Michelle's brother.
Yeah, him, Mills, and Blatt. So
would Isola take the job or not?
I'm a Steve Popper guy, but
Steve Popper.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty good.
The North Bergen. Let's stick to. Let's
go. So anyway, let's wrap it up with the Knicks. We're fucked for the next 2 years, and you know, hopefully we get lucky in the draft.
Yep, we'll talk about them more close to the draft. Let's go back to the deadline. The Cavs, holy moly, they actually tied for the most trades in the last thirty years. Six trades. I don't know who they're tied with, but
so we know Isaiah Thomas got shipped out. So if you compare it, what did they really ship Kyrie Irving out for? What did they get? Well, they had a Brooklyn pick, right? And that's it.
It was what? Brooklyn? You got Brooklyn.
Crowder.
Clarkson. Crowder. Oh. Larry Nance. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
So this trade, and actually, like, everyone's killing them because of the whole Kyrie thing.
It's actually not too bad.
Sometimes you just gotta know, hey, we blew it, we messed up the trade.
Yeah.
So let's pull the plug right now.
I mean, Simmons has been hating on it like crazy.
He has. He's been tweeting like crazy. I mean, Isaiah was averaging 30 a game last year. I mean, they took a risk. It is what it is. We don't know how bad Kyrie and LeBron were behind the scenes. You know,
he's cooked, man. He's worthless, I think.
Who?
Isaiah Thomas.
IT.
Because not only that, like,
we've been saying that for a while. Last year, like, when he was going through this whole run, I was like, wow, they're really going to have to make a decision to
pay him.
To max out this, like, you know, 5'8" guy with the degenerate hip. Like, I don't know about that.
Can't play D. And then on top of that, he has a shitty attitude. LeBron didn't want to play with him anymore.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. I just feel like Isaiah, like, he never obviously wanted to go there. He always wanted to be Cleveland, and then they ship him there. He's like, I don't want to play with these guys. I want to beat these guys. Like, it's like, that's got to be really weird mentally for you.
Yeah.
I think he's always been a head case. Wherever, Sacramento, Phoenix, Boston, picked him up for nothing. And then he has this one crazy year, and he's an MVP candidate. And I think Boston last year, they were good, but they overachieved. You know what I mean?
It's Stevens.
Yeah, it's a lot of coaching.
Yeah, he makes everyone look good.
Isaiah Thomas comes in, doesn't even play that much because he's hurt. Comes in and starts blaming Kevin Love and pointing fingers and talking. It's like, you got here yesterday. Shut up.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Kevin Love is going to be on the Cavs like 5 years from now. He's going to be the last man standing.
He is.
Everyone thought he was going to be gone.
Every trade rumor ever.
Yeah. He's just going to be like, wow.
The deadline ended yesterday at 3 p.m. and literally 3:30, I hear that he's in a rumor of being packaged with the Brooklyn pick on draft night.
Yeah.
June.
Yeah. I mean, we have no idea what's going to happen.
Guys like that trade though? LeBron, for obviously. Like,
what
you think that puts them as like favorites in the East, Cleveland, or kind of?
We didn't mention the other trade, which was Rodney Hood.
I like that a lot.
And George Hill. What was it?
He doesn't play. He doesn't play defense, right?
Who?
Hood? No.
No. And Hood. Bad. Hood's one of these streaky guys too. Like he'll go off one game and then he'll disappear next.
But he's perfect for them. Like a streaky, you know, outside shooter. It's exactly what they need.
A swing man.
Let LeBron facilitate, kick it out to him, stuff like that.
I like him a lot. I mean,
he'll be motivated. He's got a lot of talent.
I think he.
I'll say this. You know, I didn't think they were the way that they were like a week ago, or not even a week ago, 3 days ago. I didn't think Cleveland would make the finals. Now I think after all these,
I think they got a shot.
I don't know if they still will, but I think they got a shot.
I think they're like way rejuvenated now, especially if they come out of the gate and it's like next week or two, start playing well. Where LeBron's gonna be like, all right, you know, these guys can really help us out. Like they're legit.
Yeah.
Was Jaren Smith
he'll start. Deals? Who? Jaren Smith?
Yeah, was he a part of the deal?
Nah. He'll probably still be the starting shooting guard probably in the meantime.
Yeah, him and
I would think
him and Tristan Kardashian lucked out, and get to stick with the team.
I think the teams will look better after the break. I think everyone's tired.
Takes a lot of time, man.
Even the Warriors, shit lately.
More
the season is, the season is just too long. They gotta shorten it.
Well, they're gonna. I think they're gonna shorten it. I think it's gonna be.
They have to.
Like 10
so
games.
Many injuries this year.
Yeah.
The injuries. People just get burnt out. I mean, it just drags on after a while.
They're gonna cut it by like 10 games or something.
Yeah. That's right. 82 games. That's a lot. That's
especially,
a lot.
Especially in this day and age, in the space and pace NBA, where it's just run and gun and just it's crazy,
Which makes it crazy, like how LeBron plays like the minutes that he does never hurt.
It's
unreal.
He's a unicorn. I mean, he's the unicorn.
Yeah.
He's a freak. But guys, did you know that George Hill leads the NBA in 3-point percentage?
Yeah, but wasn't he like hurt for a while or?
No, I found that odd. That,
no, yeah, yeah.
Do you know that according to
that is surprising?
He's the worst defender in the NBA.
Well, no, George Hill's actually a good defender now.
No, well, I think this season, how he's been playing for the amount of time, like anytime he's in the game, like their defensive.
Really?
So that plus minus. Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. It's really bad.
I think he was just in a bad situation playing with like young players. That was a weird setup with the Kings. And wasn't Perry like responsible for that too? Like a mix of vets and like young guys. It didn't work at all.
Yeah, when they were making these moves in the offseason, I'm like, what is he doing?
Yeah, it was so weird. They paid George Hill $20 million. We'll see. I think he'll fit good with them. But yeah, 45% from three. I mean, I don't know what his attempts are. It's probably not many. But
I mean, they have a shitload of shooters around now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Korver, JR, Rodney Hood.
Hood, Hill.
Hill. And then you got Clarkson, who I like. He's good.
Clarkson is like perfect, like bench playoff guard that can come in and just light it up for like a quarter.
Absolutely. I mean, he'll be
he
good
can
for
score.
That. And then Larry Nance, can you picture Larry, like, LeBron throwing lobs to Larry Nance? Like,
yeah.
I can just see that. You know what I mean? I think that's going to be
fun. He could play center in, like, some of the small lineups. I think really
yeah.
Yeah, like a stretch five. You're right. Now that Love's
he's
out.
He's back with his pops. That's where his pops play.
That's right.
Cleveland.
what other big trades were there? Was there anything else? I mean,
we already talked about the Griffin one, right? That was the.
Oh yeah, we haven't really talked about that much, but it's working out, right?
He's killing it. Yep. He's playing great. Yep,
they haven't lost since he's been there.
It's a tough combo,
right,
man.
Now. I don't know what the score is now, but he's on.
It's on right now. They're playing his old team, actually.
And Reggie Bullock. Probably no one ever heard about him. I knew that guy.
Yeah, I think ever since Griffin got there, Andre Drummond's been playing great too. He had 27 boards the other night.
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny. Yep. I think Paul, you liked it. I think Juice, did you like it?
I did.
Too, when it first happened,
I liked it. I liked it, but I thought Clippers got a good haul.
Okay.
It was good for both teams, like what they're trying to do. Detroit, they think they can make a little run probably this year, next year, and so they went and got this guy. And Clippers obviously are trying to just rebuild, get the youngins, and I think it was a good trade for both of them.
I was kind of down the trade at first, but it's looking good so far. And Pistons are playing good basketball. Stanley Johnson's actually playing good again. Ish Smith has been
Ron Jeremy to God is a great coach, man.
Yeah, he is a great coach. So yeah, that trade's working out. But I mean, just right before the deadline yesterday, am I missing
it
anything?
It was pretty crazy, the trade deadline, but it would have been crazier if in 2016 all these bad contracts didn't go up. Like Lou Williams just signed 3 years, what, $24 million?
Yeah, $8 million per year.
Yeah,
crazy.
And 2 years ago in the summer, you had people like Alan Crabb signing 4 for $80 and Tyler Johnson in Miami. All these bloated, terrible contracts that now nobody can get rid of.
Yeah, I think they should have done was just like spread it out over a few years instead of just like throwing it all the money in that 1 year. It was crazy.
Alan Crabb getting almost $20 million.
I mean,
think about that.
Tyler Johnson. I mean, the list goes on. It's crazy.
And Lou Williams. Lou Williams is 31, I think, but he almost made the All-Star team this year. He's way better than Tim Hardaway Jr. And Tim Hardaway got 4 for $72 or $73. But hopefully Tim Hardaway can improve and become as good as Lou Williams. But still, like $24 million, I'd rather have Lou Williams.
Yeah. So who was the other trade with Wade? Who did he get? What did he get traded for? A pick?
Like, I think it was second round pick. I think it was like
heavily protected second round pick.
Yeah, second round pick, and that was clearly LeBron and him, like, you know, to the side. Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, do me a favor, just go back to my, you know, it worked best for both sides, you know.
Yeah,
I think he wasn't really popular in the locker room either.
He wasn't. He was trying to be the lawyer, I guess they were calling him, to the locker room. Yeah, they weren't.
People are like, dude, yeah, like, what? You just got here, like. I'm sure they respected him, but it's like, yeah.
He's not the player he was 6 years ago.
Exactly.
He's cooked.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, he's the third best shooting guard of all time, but yeah, he's pretty cooked. And even...
Whoa.
What, you disagree with that?
Who's one of
two? I'm trying to think. This seems really high.
If you really, really think about it.
All right, well, obviously, Kobe's one, correct? Top three. Kobe's not a shooting
guard. Wait, what?
Did you say Wade's a top three shooting guard of all time?
I said that, yes.
So you forgot somebody at one.
Yeah, Paul, you forgot someone at one.
No, no, I'm saying Kobe is one of the top three.
Okay.
Jordan, you think Wade is number three?
Yes.
I got to do some research over here.
Debate me now.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Danny Ainge is high up on the list.
But, dude, if you really think about it, I mean, I don't know.
He's had a crazy career. He's got rings. He's got numbers for sure. But I feel like we're definitely, like, forgetting about someone. All right,
Jerry West.
Jerry West.
Clyde Drexler. But Clyde was never, I mean.
Percy Hawkins.
Who?
The Seattle Supersonics, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Dumars.
Yeah, he's up there. But if you really think about it, D-Wade, man.
Yeah, all these guys.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, there hasn't been that many if you really think about it. It's top heavy, you know?
Yeah.
Ridiculously top heavy.
Like Dominique Wilkins, you're not putting a guy like that over Wade, I don't think.
No, he's a three.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He'd be a four. He'd probably be a stretch four in this day and age.
Allen Iverson, if you consider him a two.
Yeah, Iverson's a two.
Good point. But is he better
than
Wade?
Ray Allen is there. Reggie Miller.
Vince Carter?
Ray Allen.
He's got rings.
Vince Carter.
Vince was more like a three, no?
Iceman.
He was a two. Think about it. When it was on the Raptors, who was the two and three? McGrady. So then you got to say either McGrady or Carter were a two.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
That's true. Vince Carter. Wow. Yeah. He's still playing, by the way.
Yeah, all in all, though. Yeah, Wade has had a crazy career.
Yeah, I mean, he was amazing. Like 06 finals during the LeBron years, he was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go Jordan, Kobe, and 3A Latrell Sprewell, 3B Dwayne Wade.
Oh, Latrell! Oh, what about Reggie? What about Reggie Miller?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Fuck him. I had to throw that into Booker.
Booker. Fuck Holly. Shouts to Booker. What about trade? Guys, what about trades that didn't happen? DeAndre, Kemba. Who else am I missing that was in like trade rumors?
Tyreek Evans.
Yeah. What was up with that? Like,
everybody in the NBA want
first round pick, and then teams are refusing to give up their first round pick, so they're just like stuck. That's it.
Everybody in the NBA wants the same thing. 20 teams want a first round pick and or young talent. Well,
yeah,
you're not gonna get it.
Yeah.
That's why when you guys were like, talk about a first round pick for Willie, I was like, you're out of your mind.
Well, I mean, we didn't know it would be this bad.
Yeah, I guess I was living in the NBA world from, like, 2 years ago where everyone was just making bad deals.
If he was playing and, like, doing well, maybe. The guy didn't play. If you were a fan of the other team and you gave Willie Goran Gomez, who's played, like, 50 minutes all year for first-round pick, and like, what? You'd freak out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. Yeah, picks are like, they're like more like...
They're like gold, yeah.
They're gold now, yeah. They're like, it's insane how pick, you know.
But it's cyclical, right? All it takes is like one or two bad drafts, and then you realize, okay, the picks are not that valuable.
I'd rather
have veterans.
Yeah, it'll come back, yeah, where they're just...
It all changes, yeah.
Being thrown around. So, all right, so we all three of us agree the Cavs are significantly better. Better or the same, worse? Like, what do you think? I'm gonna say better.
They got a gel.
They clearly hated each other, so it can't be any worse than what it was.
Right.
A fresh start. Right. You know, fresh start. Younger.
Yeah, we knew D Rose definitely wasn't gonna work, and it sounds like the T Wolves are gonna pick him up in the buyout, no?
That's good for them, yeah. I think he'll be motivated there.
I think the Rockets just picked up Joe Johnson in their buyout.
Oh, they did? Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
He's, like, never going to retire. No. He's, like, 40, 44 years old.
He's like Vince Carter. He just wants to keep playing. Like, you're still here.
How old is Vince Carter?
Collecting them checks. 40 or 41? 41?
41, maybe, even.
Oh, my God.
Better than Tom Brady.
I mean, the whole, it's over. What year was that? Like 2000, 2001?
94?
2001.
It's crazy. It's so long ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is amazing. Yeah, but, so are the Cavs, are they the best team in the East? Or is it still the Celtics and Raptors?
So they're your picks still to go to the finals?
I'm picking them, yeah. I'm going to bet them.
Who?
For sure. Cleveland.
Cleveland? Okay. Juice, what do you say?
I'm not going to bet against LeBron in like the conference until he gets beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So kind of like the Brady, you know.
Yeah. Like never doubt him. Yeah.
I'm saying it with more of my heart. I want Toronto in there.
Yeah, they're
Toronto looks good. They're great.
But who? Toronto?
Yeah, man, they're awesome. Yeah.
But don't they do this every year? You know, they just really good regular season team.
This year they're a little bit better at it.
Yeah.
They have more wins than they've ever had at this point in any season. So, yeah, you're right. If I'm betting on it, probably Cleveland, but I'll be rooting for Toronto.
If Gordon Hayward somehow does come back.
Pretty much anyone but Boston. I don't want to see them
I can't get enough of Drake. I just want to see Drake on the sidelines, clapping in everybody's faces. Handsome Wayne Casey, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he likes Doris Burke.
Loves Doris.
But let's get
Toronto in there.
Okay, no, I definitely think it's going to be, you know, one of those three teams. But you guys don't think if Hayward somehow comes back? Because I think
he's coming back. I'm telling you. Yeah, I think he is. He's coming back.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like all the talk, like of him just like practicing in the gym, like, you know,
like it was a gruesome injury, but it was a break. Like he doesn't have gangrene in his foot. Like he might come, you know, I think he's going to come back.
Is the hair coming back? I haven't seen it.
The hair
is beautiful. He yeah, I mean, the Celtics, what they're lacking is, like, Al Horford's great. He's an all-star, but he's not, like, a go-to guy. They need, like, second go-to guy right now, you know?
That offense, like, runs through him, though.
Through what, Horford?
Yeah, he kind of catches at the high post. He's, like, a triple threat guy. He can pass. He's a great passer.
He's what Noah, you know, was 5 years ago.
Don't mention these words.
Oh yeah, no Knicks. Sorry.
Ever.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
After Josh sent that video of him too smacking O'Quinn's ass.
Oh god.
Why is he weird? I thought he's out in the building. Why is he even there?
It must be old.
It's probably old.
No. Well, he put it. It said 5 hours ago.
It must be an old video that he just posted. Maybe he was just feeling really horny and wanted to show everybody how he smacked Kyle.
Literally. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's different.
He's out there. Thanks, Phil Jackson.
Thanks, buddy. So, all right. So, where's LeBron going this summer?
I think the odds came out today. I saw it on Twitter.
What's that?
Bovada. The odds came out today in Bovada.
Really? First time?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I wish
Lakers are in the league.
Here,
pull it up.
Pull it up.
No, I think it was Google it or go on Twitter and type in Bovada LeBron.
I mean, I'd have to think.
90% sure it was, I think.
I think he has.
I think Cleveland is number one.
I don't think he's made up his mind. I think he's going to see how the playoffs pan out.
I do remember that the Knicks are like 16-1.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
That was like they were like the 12th team. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance.
Listen, in 2010,
I was
positive. I was 99% sure he was coming to the Knicks.
Do you remember that? Like how like I was like obsessing over that, like checking everything out. I really thought he was coming too.
Walking around the Lower East Side, people were talking about it in the streets. Everybody was talking. LeBron's coming. The New Yorker had that front page of him in the basketball shorts and his luggage. But then
you see Donnie Walsh in a wheelchair and Isaiah Thomas. And
he was never coming to
it was never. It was
never.
Just bad.
And then Mike Bloomberg went there. Come on, LeBron. Remember that? What the hell were they doing?
Yeah. And wasn't there like a video with like Robert De Niro and like all these
things? De Niro is Bloomberg and they always play that in the Boomer and Carton show. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my
God. The thing, like, think of it this
terrible.
Way.
So corny.
If LeBron goes to the Lakers and then Paul George also goes to the Lakers, that's still not enough to beat the Rockets or the Warriors. So
no.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So I have the odds, guys. You ready?
Sure.
Let's run it down. So Rockets are at 5-2. They're the heavy favorite.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which I would probably what I would have said right now. Cavs are 11-4. Lakers 5-1. Warriors 6-1. Sixers 10-1. Pistons 10-1. T Wolves 12-1. Spurs 14-1. Bucks 15-1. Knicks 16-1.
I don't see him going to the West.
Wait, so the Rockets are the favorite?
Yes, 5-2.
Interesting.
Warriors are 6-1.
I would not be shocked about that at all either. Like at all.
I wouldn't either, but why are the Warriors 6-1? Like that's ridiculous. Like that shouldn't even like the fact that he would even consider that is like
because they're also going to buy what like people will bet and people are dumb and they'll be like, yeah, he's going to Golden State. Let's put money on it. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
What about Philadelphia?
They're 10-1.
But I mean,
oh, you like that bet? You like that?
I don't like him going west. I like him staying, you know, over here.
No, right. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
No, you know what I'm saying? I think he that for him, like doesn't want to go west.
Oh.
He'd rather stay in the east.
Yeah,
you're
but
right.
Then he's also probably thinking, hey, when I get out of here, it's a cakewalk probably in the finals.
He's got two.
He goes to the Rockets. Oh my god,
$48 million.
LeBron and D'Antoni's offense. What?
Yeah, that would be crazy. But yeah, Juice, what you were talking about, I heard that he's got two houses. Not only is it in Los Angeles, but it's in the same freaking neighborhood. It's in Brentwood, which is you know, the scene of the OJ murder. What is up with that? Like, why do you have two houses?
What if LeBron killed somebody like OJ did? Would that be bigger than OJ?
Yes. For sure, yes. It would be.
I think Twitter would go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty nuts. That would be pretty nuts.
I don't know.
Like if he like murdered like Delonte West, his girlfriend or something.
Or Delonte West.
Or Delonte West, yeah.
You can't. Oh yeah, yeah. That.
We won't know where he's going until well after the finals, or even have an idea.
But we just know. Yeah, exactly. He's gonna drag this out.
Even if you say like, or go to Houston, have to clear room for him.
Yeah.
If you go to Houston, they gotta clear up space.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who would they have to trade? Like,
so. If we're all putting down predictions, I'm going to say it right here. He's coming to the Knicks.
Yeah.
All right.
I would have thought so maybe after that game at the Garden. You know, like, he was really feeling himself, and he was just loving it. And, like, you know, the Knicks were actually, like, decent at that point. But now looking at it with KP out, not happening.
If you put him on the Knicks.
I'm going with the Rockets. Daryl Morey always seems a way to get it. And, you know. CP3, his boys on the team. What?
How many wins would he add to the Knicks? Would they win like 50 games?
They'd be a top three seed with him this year. Easy.
Wow. Him and his number two.
They'd definitely be top three.
And it's Cantor.
Hey, man. Stop hitting my man Cantor.
Oh, my God.
You guys love Willie, but hate Cantor.
No, I like Cantor. I love Cantor.
He's what he is. Like, you can't expect him to be like a. I don't know. It depends on his. Doesn't he want like a big contract?
Of course, sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But
he loves New York. Maybe he'll take.
No, I'm trying to think if there's a team option after this year or it's a player option. I forget. He has a team option. It's big money though.
I forget.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if they're gonna pay him, but
it's like $18 million.
I mean, he's pretty high in the league in per, but I don't know. He still plays no defense. I just don't think he might be better off on like a better team. You know what I mean? Like he shouldn't be one of your main guys.
He's probably in a perfect scenario, like first big man off the bench that gets like 25 to 30 minutes and is just there to score.
No, exactly.
You know,
that's exactly
surrounded by like good defenders on the second team.
Yeah,
that's how it should be. But
yeah, he'd be a good spur. He'd be good on the Spurs, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm sure Popovich would get him to play defense somehow. He'd be defensive player of the year, first year somehow.
Of course.
You know,
Popovich should probably find me 3 points a game. I'm just saying.
Wait, what? Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The juice smooth.
For
anyone that didn't know, Josh had the smoothest jumper back in the day on the chain nets at West Nyack Elementary.
I hated the chain nets. Oh, my God.
I loved them.
No, they seem cool at first, and then you start playing, and you're like, ah, these are kind of whack, actually. That's how I felt, at least.
Yeah, whatever. Just because me and Josh used to beat you all the time.
It was me and Josh for shooting Spino, bro.
Yeah, well, that was tough. I had to pull up from half court, double team, just to... Poor Spino. You listen out there, Spino. I'm sorry for kicking the ball at your head that one time.
if you're listening. Something we were texting about earlier, which is just kind of blowing my mind a little bit, is this whole Markelle Fultz thing. Is this the most bizarre thing like you've ever... I've never seen anything like it.
Needs like to be put in a mental hospital.
You think it's mental?
Absolutely.
I was talking with my father, and my father just thought he had a shoulder injury, and that's why he wasn't playing. So then I was trying to explain it to him why he wasn't playing, and my dad was just looking at me like I had 10 heads. Like, he just didn't understand it. He's like, what do you mean? He doesn't know how to shoot anymore. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, man. Look at you got the yips, you know?
I've never seen it happen, though. Like, have you ever seen this
in basketball?
Any sport?
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean baseball, it has? Right? Tony, baseball has happened multiple times. Knobloch.
Yeah.
Ricky Ankiel, Steve Sachs, it happened to. Look at Barkley with his golf swing. Things like that.
Barkley never had a good golf swing.
No, but like, but no, it happened all weird. He would like in the middle of his backswing, he would just completely stop. Like, he would stop. It was he had the yip. Like, they call it the yip. It's a real thing.
Well, Tiger, that's a good comparison, Juice, about Tiger. He also has like crazy back problems from probably taking too much steroids or something like that. But.
But he tried to change his form and the way he swung, and then he, like, it was broken. He couldn't, like, go back to what it was, and then he couldn't fix it. So you're
telling me, man, this thing is mental.
I want to go on the record.
Something's up with him.
I better get a job with ESPN or some newspaper. I called it. He was undraftable to me last year.
You said it.
Yep. He was good, though, man. I
the team went 8-24, and I told everybody, if he's that good, well, how come the team's 8-24? Nobody listened to me.
He did say
shut up, Deuce. You don't know what you're talking about. He was not even on my board. If he was available, if he was available for the Knicks to pick at 8, I would still take Frank Milikino over him.
Woo, Frankie.
Frankie, yeah.
Boy, Frank. Have you had a French fry since?
My man, Frankie. Nah, I'm all right. Whatever.
Give Frankie time. Give him
time. Let's just not give up, Frank. We'll look back when he's 20 years old if he's doing okay.
Wait till he's legal drinking age.
When he's a real man.
Wait till he's legal drinking age. Then we can evaluate. Truly.
Fair.
I don't know.
Very fair. Okay.
But yeah, the Markelle Fultz thing. Do you think Boston knew? And that's why they're like, all right.
I really think Tatum was better. I think he was better. I mean.
Yeah,
that's gonna be an all time dead like trade.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Like, I thought the draft bad. Was very good, and I love the players.
Not even that, they're in the freaking same division.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, you have to play against like Tatum now, like what, 4 times a year?
Yeah,
and get reminded that you traded.
Yeah.
None of these guys are doing any good, really. Though I think in 2 or 3 years they'll all like really blossom, but I don't know. It's strange. Like, Fox is not doing shit right now. Fultz has, some mental problems that he forgot how to shoot. Josh Jackson, don't know what he's doing.
Jonathan Isaac is like a priest or something. He was like holding a sermon. Did you see that?
I think we all knew that one. I knew he was not going to be good.
I never liked him.
I'm not giving him any years. He's done. He's not good.
But with that,
Bernard hasn't done much.
But what we were saying, I mean. Like, we got to wait till, like, what, like, the third year to really...
Yeah, probably the third, fourth year. Yeah.
I think what happens really is our teams are so bad that we, like, really research and watch these, like, highlight reels so much that we, in our heads, we're thinking, oh, this point guard is going to be the next Kyrie Irving or whatnot. And we realize, like, Kyrie Irving wasn't Kyrie Irving until 8 years later.
Yeah. He was hurt for, wasn't he? Like, he was hurt forever, no? And then they finally,
it takes a while. We just think these guys are all saviors. Right?
Yeah, no, it takes time.
It takes time.
Takes time.
Guys, can we go to the NFL just real quick? I just want to talk about things in the NFL that are important. So, first thing, Jimmy Jesus gets his monster deal.
Yep, yeah, that was coming.
Biggest deal in NFL history, right? For a quarterback?
It must be awesome waking up being that handsome and now that rich. Like, well, come on.
Living in the Bay Area. Yeah,
yep.
Not fair.
Yep, absolutely.
He's so handsome.
Not bad.
We'll still never know why Belichick traded him when he did and got what he got. It's the biggest mystery in NFL history. I don't get it.
Well, I think it showed that the power struggle was real.
Yeah, maybe it'll come out on, you know, 30 for 30 like 10 years from now.
I mean, that article, they really never refuted it. I mean, that article was pretty spot on.
What about why he traded? Like, why he was like...
Nah, the whole Kraft, Brady, and Belichick thing.
Oh, yeah. But, like, why did... Still, I still don't get... You mean Kraft, like, made Belichick trade him?
No, well, Belichick's not the GM. He kind of took Brady's side over Belichick. Brady wanted him gone.
Right.
You know? Belichick didn't want it, and he took Brady's side.
What does Jimmy's contract, like, he got 100 and what, 35, 137? What does that do for the quarterback market? Now does Kirk Cousins get a
Kirk Cousins is getting $250 million from the New York Jets. He's going to tear his Achilles on the second play.
Please no. Please no.
He's gonna, no, it's going to happen. He's going to throw like an 85-yard touchdown. His first play, first pass as a Jet. Gets the ball back. We're beating the team 7-0, whatever. Second play, dead. Just done. That's it. Career over.
Oh, you later. Hug or something. Damn, that was really grim.
Yeah.
It was dark. Yeah, that was...
That's what's going to happen. It's just
gonna
be
how much does he get? Does he get 120?
No, he's going to get more.
You think he'll get more than Jimmy?
He has probably all the leverage right now. He's going to get these teams in the bidding war. I think the Jets, if they really want him, they're going to be so desperate and just overpay everybody.
Oh, God.
Denver... I think he wants to go to Denver, and his agent's not going to let him turn down like $15 million more
right
or something.
As a Giants fan, I've never been scared of Kirk Cousins. I've never, and I've got most of the Redskins games over the last 5 years. I think I've gone to
at
least 3 or 4 games. I've never walked into the stadium saying, "Oh my God, we're playing Kirk Cousins. He's going to crush us."
Exactly. Stop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just don't know what I want as a Jets fan with quarterback. I don't know.
I don't know. Josh McCown is number 29 on Chris Sims' list, so that's encouraging. Oh,
poor Eli. What did he drop down to, 52?
He's 38. Eli's 38. Geno Smith.
You know what's going to happen?
Geno Smith, 37.
They're going to give Kirk Cousins $130 million. He's going to come over. Then with the 6th pick, they're going to draft Baker Mayfield and figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who I want, but yeah, obviously the current regime isn't going to do that, so... Who knows? We'll see. All right, moving on. Did you guys see?
Shout out to Carpe Diem for the Super Bowl wings on.
Oh,
so good.
Yeah, shouts to Carpe Diem in Hoboken.
Thanks to the Ursinis for providing that scrumptious pollo.
I think
amazing.
as we were walking out, you grabbed like 3. Just like, they were so good.
Going to the tower.
Shouts to Gary Ursini. We're going to the tower.
We'll see him opening day.
Yeah,
live at Billy's pod, God pod.
Yeah,
we'll
have him on the pod. But so what I was going to say was, did you guys see Jason Kelce for the Eagles? At the parade.
Oh my God. Paul Michael Lombardi. I was like, oh my God.
Was that not the greatest thing ever? Josh, you're like
amazing.
Josh, you're like the big wrestling fan. Like, he was amazing. He should be a pro wrestler.
He sounded like Macho Man.
Yeah.
I just want to know how many beers that guy slammed, like, on the on the float.
He was dressed like an Aladdin, wasn't he?
They called it. It was so weird. They say in Philly they have this parade. It's called like the
Mermaid Parade?
Like a weird. What?
Mermaid Parade? Like they?
Nah,
do
not Mermaid Parade. It's like legit. A thing we've never heard of. They dress up like that. It's called like a merger. I don't have no freaking clue.
He looked like a genie or a sultan. Like
that's what I thought. Like a genie. Then I found out like they actually have a day in Philly where people dress up like that.
He's so drunk.
That's Philly. Like, that's
he's
Philly.
Like, people of Philly, we're not that bad. We're the greatest.
We're the greatest. Yeah, and then he was like describing the rest of the offensive line. Like, he was like,
Nobody wants to hear drunk, fat Kelsey for 15 minutes. All right, get the fuck off the stage.
Oh, man.
It was pretty funny. But
You bitter Giant fan. I love it.
Yep. Fly, Eagles, fly. And then just let's finish on this. Josh McDaniels.
Snake.
I don't think he ever wanted to go there. I don't know why he agreed to go there. He ever wanted to go there.
It's just bizarre because the part that really, you know, gets me mad is, you know, he had three guys who, I don't know, quit their jobs or I don't know what they did, but they, you know, they're about to move to Indy. They got a new job, the whole thing. And then,
well, I think they still have the job.
Really? No matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No. They're keeping them. Like, they're still going to be there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They honored that. Indiana. That the real strange thing is, like, okay, if you're going to make him like associate head coach, fine. You're going to give him more money, fine. But they were like, the real thing that sold him was Belichick is going to finally teach him about the cap and include him in player selection. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Good. So, I hope he becomes the heir apparent to Bill Belichick. Please.
So when it's time to like do the finances and the budget and the salary cap, they just like lock him in a closet. Like now, son.
Yeah, I don't know. That's don't know.
And then by the time he's the coach, Brady's going to be what, 43, 44? So like, then what?
He's like Lane Kiffin. Everybody just does, like, he's a snake.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Big time. He just looks like a little, I don't know,
just a weasel,
hawk sucker.
Yeah. So who's going to be the Colts coach? Frank Reich.
That would be nice.
Eagles Dan offensive Campbell. Coordinator.
Oh,
I heard Dan Campbell.
Listen, I was unstoppable in 2003 with Dan Campbell as my tight end opposite Jeremy Shockey.
On the Giants, yeah.
I'm sorry, in Madden.
Dan Campbell.
Did you run the same play like I always ran?
Yes, always.
Running
same
back
play.
Corners.
Circles, me.
Oh, circles, corners, circles, yeah. Whatever.
Unstoppable.
Everyone would guard Shockey, and I would just have Dan Campbell run the flat.
Wait, this is 2003 Madden?
This is 2002 Madden or 2003 Madden.
Yeah, oh, man. So was that like prime Vic? Years,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, that was just—it was so dumb being Vic and Madden. It was fun, but it was like retarded.
Yeah, it got stupid after a while.
Drop back 80 yards, throw it 150.
Yeah,
we gotta get it back into the NBA 2K. We gotta get that.
I don't know, man. Worst game ever.
We'll just play against each other.
Okay, I can mess with that.
All right,
Frankie
guys.
Figs. Frankie Figs.
I will say this, between the Knicks and the Nets, those are some fun 2K teams. You got Beasley, you got Chris LeVert, D'Angelo Russell,
Dinwiddie.
Ja, the King.
Whatever.
Danny Lynn.
You idiot. What do you guys have for dinner?
I'm about to have some penne.
Salmon, B.
Salmon?
Ooh.
Gotta get the cholesterol lowered.
Salmon on a Friday night.
I think I've had chicken cutlets 2 weeks in a row on the weekday. Every day.
Really?
Yeah, I just eat the chicken. Like, it's a legit addiction.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Nah. Man. So.
Right. I'm going to probably watch highlight videos of every draft prospect in the top 15.
Yeah, we got to prep for that pod. We're going to have a big draft extravaganza pod.
Yeah. Is that gonna be live from live from somewhere?
Yeah, we gotta do that live from somewhere. That'd be cool.
Well, we always have the party.
Live from West Nyack Elementary Blacktop.
Yeah, we're going to we're up and down.
Okay, we'll see Joakim Noah there.
Joakim. All right, Harry.
All right. Enjoy your night, fellas.
Peace. Fuck yourself.
You're welcome. You're all right!